Mary Hosier. I'm the project manager of the new Illinois Fruit and Vegetable Farmers program called Preparing a New Generation of Illinois Fruit and Vegetable Farmers.
And Ms. Hosier, can you explain to me a little bit more about this program, what it is designed to do for these up-and-coming farmers?
Okay. The program is supported by the Beginning Farmer Rancher Development Grant of the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, and it is solely designed to get more fruits and vegetables raised and sold in Illinois.
How do folks qualify for the program?
There's an application, and we will review the applications. We are looking at them with what we know so far, reviewing them for the people that we think are most likely to seriously grow fruit and vegetables, you know, for commercial or for consumption of others outside their home. We are not interested in training master gardeners to be better gardeners. There are other programs for that. This is for people who want to grow fruit and vegetables and sell them in Illinois.
And what kind of benefits does the program offer to those who pass the application process and actually qualify?
Well, it's a fabulous program, and there is no cost to people who, it's a year-long program, one Saturday a month for 12 months from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and for people who complete 10 of the 12 programs, there is no fee, and they are learning from experts on a wide variety of topics from land acquisition, business planning, food safety, transplant production, season extension with high tunnels, soils, variety evaluations, pest management, pruning and thinning, harvest, post-harvest. We cover conventional and organic methods, although our focus is on being sustainable. We will be visiting established produce farms. And we will also offer incubator plots for people who don't have their own land yet and want to, you know, have some hands-on learning.
And the release I read talked about the second session is starting. Can you talk to me maybe about the first session or what's going to go on in the second session?
It's basically the same program. We got a three-year grant, so we're repeating the program 3 years in a row. We are about a little more than halfway through our first year, and we are offering the program in three locations in the state, at the St. Charles in the north, here on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana for Central Illinois, and at the Dixon Springs Research Ag Station in Southern Illinois. This year, we will also be offering, one of our partners is the Illinois Migrant Council, and we'll be offering a program for Hispanic farm workers that we will deliver in Spanish.
Okay, and how does somebody who's interested in joining this program and learning more about growing fruits and vegetables and how to market those, how do they join and how do they find the application in order to start applying for the program?
If they go to newillinoisfarmers.org, they will find information on the program and an application.
Since the second session is a repeat of the first session, I assume that those who didn't join in last year can join in this year, not be behind or anything.
Oh, entirely. It's the people that are going through this year will graduate and move on, and it's just like a new class, you know, brand new. And the classes will begin December of this year. We opened the application period July 1st. We've started reviewing applications already. We will cut off once we have reached capacity or in October, whichever comes first. I'm sure we'll probably fill up because there were people who applied last year after we'd reached capacity, and they went first. They went to the head of the waiting list, but yes.
And how many folks who went through last year's program have gone on successfully this year and have actually started growing their fruits and vegetables and getting them out there to the public in a market? Have there been many success stories so far?
This year's class will not graduate until November. But yes, we've had some fabulous success stories. We had several people who were in the program who had begun to farm, and they were struggling a bit, And as a result of one of the classes where they learned about the FSA microloans, we had people apply for and receive microloans that enabled them to carry on their business and, you know, and basically stay in business.